שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello Dr. Lightman. Dr. Lightman. Hello everyone. Oh, and today we'd like to talk about concern for social issues in Israel. Dr. Lightman, looking at our country and what's going on here for the past decades, from the very first moment we are under existential threat. On all of our borders we have enemies that want to eat us, and our need to survive put security issues at the top of our priorities, at the top of the list of our priorities. And some people say that as a result we neglected all social issues. For example, there are many things in the Israeli society that aren't that great. Elderly people, ill, many, many poor people. There's research that says that 1.8 million people in Israel are poor. The social workers are in a bad state. There are so many fields that seem to be neglected. The first question is, in your eyes, is the reason for the social issues in Israel being always felt that they're not at the top of our priority list, is because security issues bother us more and this is what we direct all funds to, or are there other reasons too? Dr. Lightman, well, concern for our security, we can of course say that it puts aside all other concerns. It's possible, but I also don't think that this is why we can tell ourselves that we allow us to tell ourselves that we're neglecting all the social works and so on. No, I don't think so. It seems to me that concern for security, concern for the army, is what keeps our society together, keeps our nation together, the country. Were it not for that, we'd fall apart a long time ago. Oren, how does that, or how can it affect if we put more focus on social issues? Dr. Lightman, the problem is that if you want to focus on social issues, you have to educate the people. You can't throw to the public different slogans like thieves, corrupted, these are bad, those are bad. The public has to be ready to digest all of its problems seriously, in a normal way, in a settled down way. And this is something that we don't have. We don't have the right education. We don't give the people the right education. Especially we don't understand that the Jewish people is not an ordinary people. Israel is not a regular nation like we see from history. It's not like any other nation. Oren, my grandfather, he came from Yemen, and he had many children. And in addition to the children that they had, they adopted another child because he was an orphan. This was in Yemen, and then they immigrated with him to Israel. And as I grew up, he was a part of the family. It was clear to me that he's not one of the brothers, but that he's a part of the family. And I asked, how is it that he's such a close part of the family? And I was told that when he was still a little boy, he was adopted, and they came with him to Israel, and so on. What I want to say is that, looking at myself today, I'm a father of four. I don't know if, let's put it this way, I wouldn't do that, ever. I can donate to charity organizations that take care of orphans, anyone needy, but to such a level where I will feel a personal responsibility for someone in the community that life, so to speak, screwed him? No. Why am I giving this as an example? Because this is my question. If we look at how things were when they, how this nation was when they lived in the diaspora, the community life, the solidarity, the feeling of responsibility for everyone, it was embedded in our DNA, in the DNA of our nation. And this is what I think kept us as a nation. When we came here, it kind of disintegrated. What happened here in Israel? Dr. Lightman, what happened? You didn't bring from Yemen the spirit of the nation. What happened here is that this spirit, when it was built, the nation, when it was built here, it was built by socialists that came from Russia, that built a kolkhoz, that built different such companies and societies that the main thing is that they're under control, like Mapai, like all these. We will hold everything in our hands and won't give anything to anyone. As you understand, they did not think about the people in any way, but they thought about how to be in control, how to be in power. To begin with, there was a struggle between these and those. What I'll have to tell you about what happened even before the establishment of the State of Israel and afterwards, the spirit they brought with them isn't the spirit of Yemen. Oh, and to this day in Israel, the third sector, the different charities, there's so many of them. There's so many things in life that we became used to these things existing, but it's not things that are provided by the country, by the government, but it's due to the goodwill of people. There are many charities that help people. But when you think about it, what is a charity? It's not something established by a country, but it's people that build it out of their own desire. People, they raise their children to volunteer for the community, for this, for that. There's something very unique about this nation. I was in many places around the world. I never saw such warmth between people. So there's a gap. As if the government is, or the governmental institutions are doing their thing. I'm not criticizing, I'm only saying. And the public is engaged a lot in charity, contribution. Why is there such a gap between what we feel in our hearts as individuals and what the country expresses? Dr. Lightman, because we are far from our ideals. We're not the Jews the way Jews should be. We're completely under the manners of the nations of the world. And if there is something that kind of belongs to our principal DNA, then it's somewhere there, it exists, but usually barely exists. And also when it does exist, it exists because we're hated. But were there not such an attitude from the nations of the world towards us, you'd see no Jew with a warm heart today that's any different than any other person in the world. Oh, and we're living in the times of the corona, and I think that the most special thing is that it suddenly took social issues and put them on the table at the front. Do you think that this will change our behavior as a country? Will we start taking care of the social issues that we've neglected so far under the pressure of life? Maybe they'll come to the top of the list of priorities. Dr. Lightman, I really hope so. I do. I really hope that we will go through such turmoils that we will simply start playing politics in our relations and that we will put social connection as the main thing that determines everything. That we won't have 30 different parties and every 6 months we'll have elections, and in general, I hope that the nation will grow, that it will become more mature. In the meantime, I don't see that. Owen previously talked about the spirit of the nation. What kind of spirit has to evolve in the nation so that social issues will get the attention that they should? The care and concern, what kind of spirit? Dr. Lightman, unity above all differences. For sure, each of us is not even in peace with himself, so all the more with others. Owen, what do you mean? Dr. Lightman, I mean that this is how we're built. Everyone has a big will to receive. Their ego is big. Everyone thinks that they can be the prime minister. And therefore, it's our problem on the one hand. On the other hand, we can't rise above our ego, above this demand of ours, this inclination. We can't rise above all of this in order to really reach a state where we have to be as one man and one heart. That the connection between us has to be above the force of separation. There are two forces in us, separation and connection, and connection all the time has to be in our struggle more important than the separation. Owen, okay, the force of separation, does it characterize a Jew? Why am I asking? I'm asking this out of sorrow. Previously, I gave an example of how things were in Yemen, today in Israel. I'm saying this with pain. Suppose I lived in a village, the first village established by immigrants from Yemen in 1933. There were two synagogues in our village. Why two? This is how it always is. The force of separation. Does it characterize Jews, this force that one way or another it's always there? Dr. Lightman, it says that you need two synagogues for one Jew, the one that he goes to and the other that he doesn't. Oh, and is it really so? Dr. Lightman, look, we have an enormous ego. It's very conspicuous compared to the egoistic desire of any other nation, any other person. Even though that on the one hand, by this, we can become conspicuous, we can stand out in different achievements, and in science, education, and culture, and whatnot. Jews are known for it on the one hand. On the other hand, we can't. We can't live peacefully with each other. Oh, and this is about the force of separation. The other force is the force of connection. What is it? Dr. Lightman, the force of connection acts only at time of war, fear, threat, and therefore, thank God we have neighbors that thanks to them actually our country exists. We're holding together. Were it not for them, we'd disintegrate, would run, flee in all directions. Owen, you said that the force of connection has to be above the force of separation. What does it mean to be above? What kind of dualism is there here? Dr. Lightman, that they have to more or less be balanced. The force of separation, the force of connection. Because we can't exist without the force of separation. Owen, why? Why can't we? Dr. Lightman, because connection can exist only upon separation. Owen, I don't understand. Dr. Lightman, there can't be love without hate, because love covers for all crimes, only this way. Only the problem of the Jewish people is for us to be balanced all the time, to prefer connection over separation, love over hate, but for us to understand that separation, love, hate, all the contradicting traits in our character, they all have to exist. We only have to rise above them. And today, in the time of Corona, there is a very strong feeling of fear. I think that this is the most common denominator, not only in terms of health, but there's lots of separation, everyone pulling in their direction. What does it mean about such a reality to add the force of connection? And how is it supposed to be expressed socially wise? Dr. Lightman, if you ask me, if I could bring the method of connection to the people, to persuade them that this is the only thing that we need to develop, then I do it. But you understand that the media, everything there is fixed, everything's a lie, stinky, and therefore it's something that we can't go into. And feeling concern for others is something that has to develop from the public, to come from the public, or from the government, who do you hang your hopes on? Dr. Lightman, I don't think that the regime can take care of this. It all has to be a social kind of concern that this is the education that people should receive, should get. It doesn't have to do with the country. So it turns out that the situation today is okay. The country takes care of different things, and the public creates different charities that contribute to the public, that gives an answer to plenty of things that the government or the state doesn't give an answer to. And in what direction should this go in, Dr. Lightman? That those organizations that are there in order to unite the public, for them to get greater and greater support, and for them to also have the ability to express themselves through the media. Our problem is that our media is bought by the rich. To the different NGOs that charities that you talked about the spirit of the nation. What kind of social feeling should develop among the nation? Dr. Lightman, that we have to be united, that we have to be as one man and one heart. Why do we have to? Dr. Lightman, it's the law of nature, and we shouldn't resist it. What's the law, Dr. Lightman, that all of Israel are one, all of Israel are friends? This is the example that we have to show the world in order to come together as one man and one heart, that eventually all of humanity has to come to that. Oren. So there's a law that all of Israel are friends. If we don't see that state today, what does it say about us, about the people of Israel? Not everyone are friends, Dr. Leitman. So we're against the law of nature. We suffer accordingly, and we're not succeeding in many things. Oren, is there a law of nature in nature that says that all Frenchmen are friends? Dr. Leitman, there's a law in nature that says that the still, vegetative, animate, and people, everything has to be a part of one system, and what determines the relations in this system are the Jewish people, are the people of Israel. Oren, and globally, Dr. Leitman, yes, because we are that central part in humanity that has to set an example to everyone. Oren, okay, suppose we advance in the direction that you're talking about, and there will be some kind of heartly connection between people. As you said, the force of connection will cover for all disputes and so on. But how will we still take care of things like health, I don't know, education, welfare, Dr. Leitman, that will try to educate every person so much so that he will see that he is ready to work to the benefit of others, and this will be the gist of his work. Dr. Oren, why should that be the motivating force? Why should a person want to work to the benefit of others? Dr. Leitman, because by that, he benefits himself. By that, he causes good to the world. And this goes to everyone. Oren, why doesn't a person see that if he does good to others, it does good to him? Dr. Leitman, in order for him to have free choice, that he won't do it because he has to, but because he has no choice, otherwise he will die. So he has to relate to others nicely, in a good and nice way, and even against his own desire. And against that, Oren, that's beautiful, this process that you're talking about. Nature as if leaves room for us here to develop ourselves, Dr. Leitman. Of course, furthermore, that by that you rise higher than nature, than the still, the vegetative, and the animate. You become a human being. You, in our world, determine a force of good. You introduce a beneficial good force of love and connection. You introduce it into the world, something that does not exist in our world. Oh, and why does it not exist in our world? Dr. Leitman, doesn't exist on the level of people. Exists in plus and minus between substances and the vegetative, which is absorption and emission, on the animate level somehow, relatively. But on the human level, doesn't exist at all. Oh, and why not? Dr. Leitman, because our ego on the levels of the still, vegetative, and the animate grows more and more, controls, and does not allow us to treat each other favorably. Oren, what do we need in order to treat each other favorably, Dr. Leitman? To feel that we really depend on each other. Oren, do we really depend on each other? Are we really interdependent, Dr. Leitman? Completely. If the other will be well off, so will I. And I don't see that, so God forbid I'm willing to harm the other. And indirectly, I harm myself. Oren, what should a person feel in his heart so that his heart will be softer and will open up and he'll look at someone that's suffering and he'll want to help him as if it's his own child, emotionally wise? What's missing? Dr. Leitman, what's missing? That I want it, that I care for it, that I want to rise above my ego. It's a kind of an awakening that has to come from above. If we'll do that between us, then everyone will feel that there is such a force from above that is demanding it of us. Owen, we have a minute and a half left. How should this, or what should this country be like, where our heart will be a bit softer and the force of connection will spread and the spirit of the nation will soar? Socially wise, what kind of country will it be? Dr. Lightman, we have to give each other an example, even though that we don't feel like it and as if we don't need to. But you see, our problems push us to do it. The problems, troubles are pushing us to develop this way in a kind of mutuality. And if we start developing toward each other, for sure we'll reach a state where we will feel a good result. Owen, can you give me one practical advice, homework? How can we start lifting the spirit of the nation? Dr. Lightman, to understand that we have to be in a single system, mutually interconnected, interdependent, supporting each other, and not only we, but we also have to do this in order to show this as an example to the rest of the world, which means to be light onto the nations. Owen, are you an optimist? Dr. Lightman, will try to do it, whether we want it or not, maybe at first under suffering, but then willingly or immediately willingly, depending on... Do we want to hear these words? Owen, with God's help, thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.